Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Makos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Find Ruzivik Hagun Bikar of Mamish. And Mishnah Daled tells us Hanotel Eimal Abanim, somebody who takes the mother with the children. This referring to the mitzvah of Shiloh Hakan, where a person encounters a bird's nest. He has a mitzvah of chasing away the mother and taking the kids or the eggs. And the isser is he's not allowed to take both of them. So let's say he did take the mother and the kids. So Rabbi Yehuda says Loikev Einim Shaleach. He gets malchus and he can't just send away the mother and keep the kids. He gets malchus for being over the sister. All he has to do is send the mother away and he doesn't get malchus. And why not? So Zaklal, this is the rule. Call mitzvahs lois haasei. She yesh ba komasei ain chayav nalel. Any mitzvahs lois haasei that has a komasei, the Torah says don't do this, but then right afterwards it says do the following. So then he's not going to be chayav for being over the lois haasei because he could just fix it up with the asei. This is also called a lav hanitik laasei. And Shiloh Hakan is one of them. The Torah says don't take the mother and the kids, rather send the mother away. So therefore, even if he was over the lav of taking the mother and the kids, all he has to do is send the mother away, and then that's, so to speak, a tshuva, or a fixing up of being over the lav, and he doesn't get malchus. And there's a whole bunch of other examples like this as well. On to Mishnah Hey, with more discussions of malchus, hakerech karcha b'roishai, somebody who pulls out hair from his head. This is an act to express how distressed he is that his relative died, but it's an isser in the Torah. So if he pulls out his hair, or v'amakev pas roishai, literally this means he rounds out the corner of his head. In other words, he shaves his payas, or v'hamashches pas zekanai, literally this means he destroys the corner of his beard. In other words, that means he shaves his beard off, or if he makes a cut on himself as an expression over his pain, over somebody dying, chayav is chayav, because all these are lavin in the Torah. Now we explain this, if he made one cut on his body as an expression of pain over five different people that died, or he made five different cuts for one person that died, he's chayav for each and every one of those. Now talking about shaving payas and beard, al harosh shtayim, achas mikan v'achas mikan, when he shaves his payas, so he's chayav two different lavim, one for one side, one for the other side. Balazakon, when he shaves his beard, shtaimikan ushtaimikan, he's chayav two here and two there, because there's two corners on one side and two corners on the other side that one isn't allowed to shave. And v'achas milmata, he's chayav for another one down below, that's basically by his chin. There's officially five corners of the face or of the beard that one isn't allowed to shave, so he could be chayav five separate lavin, and that means five malchus. Now Balazar, he says, if he shaved them all at one shot, ain't chayav alachas, so he's only chayav one lav. Now, we further clarify this isser of shaving payas or beard. He's only chayiv if he shaves it with a razor, not with any other sharp implement. However, Rabbi Lezer says, even if you use one of these other sharp implements, chayiv is chayiv, but we don't pass on like Rabbi Lezer. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zion with more Yisroel that one is going to be chayiv malchus for. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.